I mean, obviously you balance out all the turnovers with a lot of the good that you do. How do you come away reading all this?
Didn't do enough to win. Two interceptions that were on me. A fumble that you don't want to have. The two-point conversion, the failed attempt there, I felt like that was on me. And those are four plays right there that if they go differently, you know, it's probably a much better result. So it's a tough one to swallow right now. And we will learn from it and get better. And I thought our defense did an outstanding job of giving us a chance and continuing to bail us out. I thought it was a very well-called game by Kyle and by Mike. I loved the call to go for two at the end there. I felt like we had him on the ropes. And we just didn't do enough to execute. But I think it starts right here with me.
Kirk, why do you say you felt like the failed two-point conversion was on you?
Well, I felt like when I go back and watch the film, we'll see. But my initial reaction is that I had both Josh Morgan open on an off-schedule play. And if I had set my feet, I may have been able to drill it into Pierre. So that's a play that you know, I clearly didn't have a good enough feel for, and I need to go back and get better at it. And I would like to think that I had a chance there.
Could that come with playing more?
Yeah. I'm in my second year. This is my second career start, and hopefully I can make it to year 6, 7, 8, but come talk to me then, and I think it would have been a different result today had I been that experienced.
Even with the mistakes, you did put up some numbers in the passing game. Do you take satisfaction in that part of it?
You know, numbers at the end of the day don't really mean a whole lot to me. Playing in the Big Ten at Michigan State, you know, it wasn't about numbers. It was about winning. It was about getting the championship. And it's the same thing here. It's about winning. But I felt like I was given a chance today to have success. I'm only as good as the guys around me. I don't believe we gave up a sack today. I believe Kyle called an outstanding game, continued to give me a chance to have success. And, there were just a couple times, 2, 3, 4 plays in the whole game where I made a mistake and it cost us.
You did get hit hard early on in the game on a couple of play actions and then the one sack and fumble. But after that, it seemed like you got rid of the ball pretty quick. Was that a conscientious effort to do something a little bit different in that regard or no?
No, I think we just had a couple plays that didn't go our way. And the rest of the game, we settled in and figured it out and had a good plan for how to attack them from a protection standpoint.
What about the third quarter? Just kind of the lulls that happened there, starting with the three and out, and then had the pick, and, you know, just things didn't transpire, really.
Yeah, it was a tough quarter for us, and wish you could go back and look at it and change it. You can't, but didn't have the third quarter we needed, and that's probably one of the reasons we didn't come up with a win, but there are several, starting with turnovers, but the third quarter wasn't what we wanted.
So lost blank conversion attempt at the end. The drive won't be talked about as much, but 13 plays, 80 yards. Can you just talk about being on the field for that drive? You haven't had many opportunities like that.
Yeah, it's just a credit to the, first of all, the play calling. I continued to throw to open receivers, and that's because Kyle was calling plays that were perfect for what they were doing. Our receivers caught the ball, did a great job advancing the ball after the catch, and the offensive line gave me time to progress. I kept getting to my second, third, sometimes maybe even the fourth read, and I had time. So that was a team effort, and I felt like I was given a chance to succeed.
In addition to Kyle calling a good game, it seemed like there was an inordinate amount of conversation between you and Robert and Rex on the sidelines. How helpful was that?
This is my second start, so I'm going to take all the help I can get. And I've said it to Rex from day one. He said to me on the way into the game, starting the game, he said, "Do you want to be left alone or do you want me to be in your ear?" I said, "I'll take anything you can give me." And the same for Robert and obviously for Kyle. So anytime I'm on the sidelines, I want to gain as much from them as I can. And Robert and Rex, and specifically Robert, have been there before, and Robert in this offense quite a bit. So I want to learn from them and gain what I can.
Kirk, was there anything in particular that maybe Robert told you that you're able to take on the field today and use to benefit you?
Nothing specific, nothing earth-shattering, but just his positive attitude, his willingness to support me, to be there for me. He was the first one to celebrate after we scored, and you know, I would expect nothing less from him.
What happened on the interceptions?
Yeah, so both of those were similar routes where a receiver has an in cut, and I didn't lead him enough. And that just comes with a poor understanding on my part of where I need to lead the receiver. I think I saw it right. I think he was open on both occasions. I think the ball just needed to be thrown maybe 3, 4, 5 yards further in, and it's a completion, and we're moving the chains. And that's something that I'd like to think I'll never do again. I mean, every in cut I ever throw now will be where it needs to be.
That's about the TD to Davis and the other one, I think, to Moss.
An outstanding catch by Fred. That's a tough catch to make with your hands, and he did a great job as a DB was closing on him, concentrating and making a tough catch. And the touchdown to Pierre, as you ask? That was another great effort by him. He on a double move, was able to beat the corner and finish the play, especially when they end up calling pass interference. So even more of a testament to Pierre for getting open like that.
Did you just have any message to your guys in the huddle before that final drive? Hey, you know, we know, I know we can get this done. Do you say anything like that in that spot or no?
No, I think we have a job to do and we go and do it. And I felt like, if anything, the message was coming from the 10 guys in the huddle back to me that put everything behind you, Kirk. We got a chance to go down and win it. Credit to defense for holding them to a field goal and giving us a chance to do that. But if anything, the message came from the other 10 guys looking back at me that we have confidence in you, we believe in you, we can go do this. And I think that was a big result, big reason why we were able to have the success.
Kirk, you seem to project sort of some enthusiasm and some life that hadn't always been here in the last few weeks. Is that something you consciously wanted to do, or did that just sort of come with having some success on offense?
I'm going to be who I am. If it injects life into this team, if it causes someone like yourself to say that, then great. But I'm going to be who I am, and hopefully that leads to wins.
Talk about your emotions going into the game. Were you nervous at all, and at what point did you settle down and really get into it?
I was nervous. I'm nervous before every game because I care, because it matters to me. And I think before the game, some people were telling me to just stay calm, don't get too worked up. But at halftime, Rex said to me, I think part of the reason you played so well is because you are nervous, because you do care that much, because you are that locked in. So I'm always going to be nervous. I always get those butterflies. Just a matter of controlling them to have success.